This is Andy Sefton with Brew Rebellion, and you're listening to Beer Geek Radio. Stay tuned.
Hi, I'm Mike Robinson. You're not, which is not a bad thing. You're listening to Beer Geek Radio. Sit back, relax, and enjoy.
I'm Ashley Todd with Angel City Brewery, and you're listening to Beer Geek Radio.
Hey, geeks. This is Patrick Rue from the brewery, and you're listening to Beer Geek Radio.
Hey, everyone. This is Bill Sisak, known as Dr. Bill in the craft beer community for 35 years, and you are listening to Beer Geek Radio. Cheers, everyone.
Hi, I'm Mike Robbins, and you're still not. However, tonight, that's a bad thing.
Hello, Greg Cook here, CEO, co-founder of the Stone Brewing Company, the Stone Brewing World Beer Stone Gardens, and you are listening to Beer Geek Radio. Keep tuned.
This is Beer Geek Radio, you stupid sons of bitches.
Welcome to Beer Geek Radio!
What is going on out there in the world of other beer geeks?
Hello, hello.
My name is Brad, and I'll be your host for the duration of the show.
Oh, and this is Steven. I will be the co-host for the duration of your pleasant stay here at Beer Geek Radio.
And we have ourselves a special guest for the evening. I'll let that special guest introduce himself to you guys right now.
Hello, this is Carlos.
No, I'm just kidding.
This is Jeff. I'm back again. They let me come back one more week. Thanks, guys.
Welcome to another episode of Beer Geek Radio, where we are thanking our lucky stars that Pliny the Younger Week is over. Because I got really tired of hearing about it.
Yep.
I'm not alone on that one, am I, guys?
Well, you know
Jeff,
what?
I don't know if you did.
But... I don't know what's going on.
You know, I actually didn't hear that much about it, and Pliny the Younger is... I would be lying if I was going to say I'm sick and tired of hearing about it. But at least it's younger I'm hearing about and not elder. Elder is one where it's been squashed into the ground for me. Younger, I've only had once, and I would like to have it again. I would like to never hear about it again, though, if that makes any sense.
I'd be perfectly okay with never hearing about it again. Well, you know what? This is a very special episode for those of you who didn't know. We are exactly 1 year to the day from our very first upload of Beer Geek Radio. So we have ourselves a little kind of a one-year shindig that we're going to do for you guys tonight. And, I mean, what would a one-year episode of Beer Geek Radio be without some Russian River bashing?
And yeah, strippers. Right. And strippers. Well, we got that
out. The donkey.
The donkey isn't here yet.
And cowbells.
So what we've got, a kind of a different format for you guys tonight. Rather than, you know, a beer review or talking about current beer events, what we're going to do is actually hand out some awards that kind of commemorate our first year as a show for various different things. You know, obviously the big one's going to be Beer of the Year.
Mm-hmm.
Or we've also got New Beer of the Year. We've got Tournament Episode of the Year and stuff like that. We're going to get into that in just a second.
Mm-hmm. I just wish we had Seth MacFarlane to host our award show.
That'd I was about amazing. To say, you know, it is Academy Award season. And, you know, we're not going to be like Seth MacFarlane and, you know, tell a bunch of dirty jokes and offend people. We're going to do that. We're just not Seth. We're not going to be like Seth MacFarlane because we're rich.
We're going to talk about beer and offend people.
Yeah, we're gonna tell dirty jokes and possibly offend people, but the difference is we won't be a mega millionaire owner of a cartoon show that's very talented at voiceover.
Yeah.
So there's like almost nothing to lose.
Right.
Yeah, a handful of people that might say, eh, but that's it.
Yeah, you know what? The way I look at it, over the last year, if we've offended somebody... it's probably because we did our job.
Yeah.
And it's not to say that that's our sole mission in life, because it's really not. But I think people, we've commonly talked about people who kind of need to stop taking themselves too seriously. And has been a general theme over the course of the last year.
And, you know, I don't want to actually say it's because we did our job. I want to say if we offended somebody, it's because we were being ourselves.
Yeah. Well, because, you know, one of the things that we always say about beer is that it's fun. It's meant to be fun.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of the way we take it. And that's what we've done. So... you know, as I said, we're going to get into some awards. Nothing crazy. You know, we're probably not going to offend a celebrity unless a celebrity listens to our show and likes Russian River.
Yeah.
Whatever. So we've got about, I want to say, 8 or 9 categories to give awards to tonight. Feel proud that you guys have actually been a part of the show and you guys are winning an award tonight, if you do. If you're nominated, it's cool, too, because it just means that you're memorable to us.
Mm-hmm.
So the first category we'll get into real quick is the best tournament episode. And the format, obviously, for that had to be a tournament, had to be memorable, and had to be special for some reason.
Had to have stand out.
Yep. And the nominees are the Double IPA Semifinals Episode 1. It was Hangar 24 against Stone Ruination.
Mm-hmm, that's a good one.
Yes, it was. The second nominee is obviously the Double IPA Final Hanger 24 against Pliny the Elder.
Mm-hmm.
The next nominee is Pumpkin Tournament Quarter Final Episode 3, Pumpkin versus Terrapin Pumpkin Fest. The fourth nominee is the Pumpkin Final, was Pumpkin against Good Gourd. Mm-hmm. And the last nominee is the Winter Warmerland Quarter Final Episode 4, was Winter Solstice against K9 Cruiser.
Okay.
A lot of fun episodes. Was tough to pick a winner on that one, but... naturally, the winner is the Double IPA Finals, recorded on location at Hangar 24.
Double IPA by Hangar 24.
Really fun episode. Obviously, we picked it because, you know what? It was our first actual, like, our first live recording in terms of, like, being in front of an audience. It was our first tournament. And
it was pretty suspenseful because I really was hoping that it would win the Double IPA by Hangar, but I didn't. Know if it would.
Yeah, and obviously though, yeah, there was a lot riding on that because obviously it being the first tournament, we weren't sure how people were going to take it. Obviously, based on the ratings, it did really well. So naturally, it's paved the way for two more tournaments, and then we're going to have more in the future. So that was awesome. This is one that obviously was fun, and for me, it's because, you know, being around characters is a lot of fun. The mm-hmm. next category is Interview of the Year.
Okay. I like that.
The nominees are Greg Cook from Stone Brewing.
Nice.
It's also, you know, we live in a beautiful time here today with all these great corn. It would be limiting myself and limiting the new discoveries and new possibilities if I mm-hmm. had such audacity as to come up with the idea of a favorite. That's what I love. That's what I've worked together with all these great brewers.
Ben Weiss and Phil McDaniel from the brewery.
Okay.
This society helps us stay in business and helps us build new equipment because, you know, cash flow is the hardest thing there is in the beer world because we got to put a lot of money up front.
Paul Murphy and Scott Keys from Inland Empire Brewing Company. Okay. Steven, I'm sure you remember that one.
Oh, kind of.
You know, I used to keep a beer blog, and one of the things I had mentioned early on about Inland Empire Brewing Company's Victoria, which is 11%, was I said it's a big beer.
Dr. Bill Sizak from Stone Brewing.
Started out as a kid. So now, 35 years later, 45,000 different beers under my belt. I'm really famous for having a huge beer cellar. I've had a beer cellar of over 2,500 beers for over 25 years. I was one of the first people to do that.
And Andy Sufton and Brad O'Donnell from Brew Rebellion. That's nice. Another memorable one for us.
Yeah.
Because people can't get them and people don't rate them. And that goes back to people should be able to buy them on eBay. People should be able to trade them.
And after some careful deliberation, we have a winner. And that winner is Greg Cook from Stone Brewing.
Thank God. Nice. I was going to say, I don't care who you pick. That guy wins in my book already. That was a great show.
He
sat there with a smile on my face the whole time.
Yeah, I mean, very fun episode.
Yeah.
That guy's a little nutty.
Yeah, I like that, though. He's
the right kind of nutty.
Yeah.
You could hear the passion in his voice, though.
That's what I like the most about it. You can really, really tell. Like, you don't have to sit there for an hour and hear, okay, yeah, he knows a lot, and, you know, he obviously knows his craft. He must be pretty passionate. As soon as he starts talking about, like, a minute or two in, you're like, yeah, this guy loves what he does.
I was going to say, I was laughing, because it's like you guys asked him a question, and then he would just take it and run with it.
Yeah,
it was great just listening to him. Just
I love when he got
on,
like,
and on and on.
I love when he got really excited about, like, putting chilies in beer. Like, how excited he got about, like, taking the chilies and smelling them and putting them in beer. Like, he was like a kid. It was hilarious. Yeah. All those interviews were memorable for various reasons, but the Greg Cook interview got a huge reaction from all of our fans. It was a lot of fun for us to do.
Yep.
So naturally that one went ahead.
That was the winner.
And our next category is Gold Medalist of the Year. And obviously we're only going to have three nominees, you know, but we did want to give out the award. People are probably going to ask, how do you compare them? Because they're such different styles.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? It's based on what we remember, what was memorable for us.
And overall enjoyability.
Right. And the nominees are Hangar 24's Double IPA, mm-hmm. Southern Tier, Pumpkin, and Anderson Valley Winter Solstice.
Mm-hmm. I've got my favorite.
Yeah. But like we said, very different beers, very different tournaments, different themes. But the winner is Southern Tier Pumpkin.
Yes. That is really good.
I just remember how, like, that beer, at least in the opening round, just completely obliterated competition.
Yeah, I remember that was the first time I think I've ever had it. It was really sweet, thick, and
pumpkin pie and whipped cream and graham cracker. And
just, sounds delicious. I missed out on that one, but it sounds scrumptious.
You'll have your chance to have some, I'm sure.
Now off to one of the more fun categories, kind of a silly one, you know, but it just seemed to fit what we do. And that category is recorded intro of the year.
We've had some good times with these intros.
Except for our very first episode. That was terrible.
It really was. It really was.
It was so bad. I thought we did so good. Then I listened to it and I was like, oh, man.
Yeah, that's what happens when you don't know how to edit audio and you need an intro in a pinch and you're...
What did we do again? Did we just...
I just recorded a quick little intro and messed with the voice, the bass, and everything, and it just sounded like one of those monster truck show intros.
Sunday.
Yeah, it was pretty terrible.
Big Geek Radio, yeah.
It's gotten much better since then, thankfully. Yeah. But yeah,
I know there's still other shows out there that use that kind of cheesy stuff, but we kind of grew out of that.
Well, if it makes you both feel any better, that's not a nominee.
That's good stuff. You know what? It makes me feel very comfortable. What's your comfort level?
Knowing that's not a nominee, I'm very comfortable. And without further ado, the nominees are Greg Cook of Stone Brewing.
Hello, Greg Cook here, CEO, co-founder of the Stone Brewing Company, the Stone Brewing World Bistro and Gardens, and you are listening to Beer Geek Radio. Keep tuned.
Joe the Younger.
What's happening, everybody? Welcome to Beer Chick Radio, where beer's just a numbers game. I mean, this is Beer Geek Radio, you stupid sons of bitches.
Dieter Forstner from Angel City Brewery.
Woke up quick at about 3, cause I had to be at the brewery. I gotta make beer before the day begins so I could have some cold brews for all my friends. What up, y'all? This is Dieter Forstner, head brewer, Angel City. Much love.
Patrick Rue from the brewery.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, geeks. This is Patrick Rue from the brewery, and you're listening to Beer Geek Radio.
And our good pal, Mike Robbins.
Hi, I'm Mike Robbins, and you're not, which is not a bad thing. You're listening to Beer Geek Radio. Sit back, relax, and enjoy.
And the winner is Dieter Forstner from Angel City Brewery. You have like an unsuspecting kind of looking guy, red hair, curly, long hair.
Yeah.
And then he ends up like Mike D from the Beastie Boys. Great, definitely a lot of fun. That was a very fun interview. And actually, I want to take the opportunity to thank Ashley Todd from Angel City Brewery. We got your package today, and we are thrilled.
I want a package.
I'll give you a package.
And don't want yours.
And the next category is non-tournament episode of the year. And Okay. Obviously, like I said, these are episodes that we just kind of did, you know, for whatever reason, no tournament style. It was kind of tough to pick these just because, you know, it seems like the tournament episodes are the most fun. Yeah. And it was tough to kind of pick a criteria even, too, just because what are you basing on? It's most fun, or did it go smooth, or was it memorable? Was there a message behind it?
Mm-hmm.
So I think we did a pretty good job at picking nominees. The nominees are Ode to the Common Beers, Reselling Beer,
that was a good one.
The Brewery Anniversary Episode, actually our very first episode, Episode 1, the Stone Vertical Epic Series, that was Part 1 and Part 2 lumped into one episode.
Okay.
And the Beer Ticking Ain't Easy episode.
I like all of those.
And the winner is Stone Vertical Epic Series.
There we go.
It was a very close one for us. And it was, you know, between like the reselling beer episode and the beer ticking one, almost, you know, we're very good for their own reasons. But, I mean, how often do you really get to taste all 12 or all 11 Vertical Epics on one
series? I mean, come on, 02, 02, 02?
Yeah. I mean, that's crazy.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and not that I can't even imagine anyone else who did that. I mean, I know Stone did it, but they don't count, as I said, for natural reasons.
Yeah.
Now, another one of the difficult ones. The next category is On Location Episode of the Year.
Ooh.
This is based on the actual location itself, not so much the episode, but it was the location, the ambiance, the kind of the surroundings. Yeah, just the whole feel of the place.
Architecture, everything, yeah.
But the nominees are Stone Brewery, The Brewery,
really nice brewery.
Angel City Brewery, Hangar 24,
and
Hopscotch.
Yeah, all of those are great.
Yeah, and Jeff, you've been to the brewery, I think, right?
I believe so.
And I know you've been to Stone.
Yes, I've been to Stone several times.
I don't think he's been to the brewery.
I know.
He might have been to the provisions.
Yeah, you guys have taken provisions.
I don't think he's been to the actual brewery itself.
I don't think so either. Okay, and then obviously you've been to Hangar 24.
Yeah, been to Hangar.
You haven't been to Hopscotch. And you haven't been to Angel City.
No.
Okay, now, believe it or not, this choice for us, as Jeff kind of alluded to, was actually pretty simple.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't based on the beer we had. Obviously, that would have, you know, that would have been even more tough. But the location itself, this was not that difficult.
Yeah. Not when we say location, we mean not just the property or land that it's on, but the building itself, the architecture, just everything about it. The layout of the building.
It might happen to be some people surprised, maybe not. But the winner is Angel City Brewery.
Yep.
I so called that.
You know, we were just enamored with the place. I mean, it was so awesome. I love the building, love the layout, as Steven said.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there were so many things that we really dug about the place. I really look forward to going back very soon and to all the events they're going to have there. I mean, and this was I don't want to say it wasn't tough in that, like, you know, the other breweries aren't phenomenal. I mean, obviously, we've all been to Stone multiple times, and
that place is gorgeous too.
Yeah, no, it is.
That I would have to say would be my second pick.
It is, and it was at first. So you're like, common sense would tell you Stone, but you know what? If we hadn't gone to Angel City recently, Stone probably would have won.
Yeah, I believe it would have.
And I really like the brewery's new tasting room. I think it's awesome. Hangar 24 has a nice feel to it too. But you know what? It's just, I don't know. There was something different about the Angel City building, and it was phenomenal.
Yeah, it sucks because as much as you explain it, it doesn't do it justice.
It doesn't at all.
You know what? If you want an explanation, go there. Go there, order a beer, and just sit there in awe. Like, man, this place is great. And I love the fact it has an old-school freight elevator that goes all the way to the roof.
Yeah.
And has an amazing view.
Well, then we had to, like, walk up, like, some eerie, dark staircase, like, walking out one of those old-school rooftops. It was so cool.
And it had a perfect, like, prime view of downtown L.A.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Absolutely. So, Angel City Brewery is our winner for On Location Episode of the Year. And the next category is a fun one. Surprise Beer of the Year. And this is a beer that we, you know, had at some point during the year that we didn't really know much about. We just kind of were like, okay, let's give it a shot. We may or may not have had it before. I think in one of these cases I had it once, but it was I didn't really remember it that well. Maybe because I had it when I was already pretty sauced up. Who knows? But the nominees are Carl Strauss 23rd Anniversary Barrel-Aged Old Ale.
Okay.
Inland Empire Brewing Company's Habsburg Hefeweizen.
Okay.
Hangar 24's Double IPA. The brewery's Chocosaurus Rye, and Craft Brewing Company's Raven Stout. And these are beers that some people might not have ever heard of. I mean, if you live in the area, you obviously have, but, you know, some of these are, you're going to be like, what's Carl Strauss? I mean, I've heard of them, but I've never had the beer. You might not have heard of Craft Brewing Company, but Raven Stout was really good.
Oh my God, yeah, that was a pretty big surprise.
And, you know, some people might be saying, what's a Hefeweizen doing on this list? But it's great.
You have to drink it to know.
And the winner is Carl Strauss, 23rd Anniversary Barrel-Aged Old Ale.
I remember that
Jeff,
one.
You were here for that.
I was going to say, that sounds very familiar.
Yeah. You were actually here for that. That was the episode we did where it was the first time we picked a beer. We just said, hey, let's the three of us each pick a beer and just put it on the table and we'll review it.
Yep.
Do you remember what you picked? I do.
I don't.
I remember what Steven picked. I'm sure you. Well, we
that
went
was
over
that
this.
Like honeydew thing or
it was
something. Wasn't
the Combined Harvest.
The Combined Harvest. Yeah. That's right.
You picked Inland Empire's Pep and the Short Porter.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
And I had the Carl Strauss. We all just kind of picked an unsuspecting bottle off the shelf and said, "We've never had it. Let's review it and see what it is." And I remember our reaction when we all had that old ale. We smelled it and we're like, "Whoa!" We all looked at each other and then when we tasted it, it was like, "Holy shit!"
Yeah, that was a treat.
And it was a surprise for me because I had Carl Strauss's 22nd anniversary. It was like a vanilla bean stout or porter, and it was not that good. And the Carl Strauss 23rd anniversary, from my understanding, is their first experimentation with 100% barrel-aged beer.
Mm-hmm.
So it came out phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't had the 24th. I have a bottle on my shelf. It's a Flanders red sour ale aged in oak barrels. I don't know if I'm expecting much because it is a sour, but I figured it wasn't expensive, so I picked it up. So, but the winner is Carl Strauss's 23rd anniversary old ale. One of the few moments that Jeff was here for.
Mm-hmm.
And the next category was for me the most fun to put together. I actually kept this from you, Steven. I didn't tell you the nominees, and I didn't tell you the winner.
Okay, I like this. Surprise.
it's going to be, there's 10 nominees. Because this category was so hard to just pick five, there were so many great, great beers that could have fallen into this category. And that category is New Beer of the Year.
Okay.
And the criteria is it had to be a beer that was first bottled in our first year of the show.
Okay.
And, you know, we had it at some point during the show. It doesn't mean we actually drank it on the show, but we had it throughout the course of our year, and mm-hmm. we either posted about it or we, you know, we checked it into our Untappd account or whatever. So the nominees are the brewery's White Chocolate, mm-hmm. New Belgium Coco Mole,
mm-hmm. that was delicious.
Stone Brewing's Ruination 10th Anniversary, mm-hmm. Founders Frangelic Mountain Brown.
Ah, man, you're a dick.
Evil Twin Even More Jesus. Taps Fish House Remy. Mm-hmm. Hangar 24's Hammerhead. Firestone Walker 16. Cigar City Brewery Moat Water. Okay. And Carl Strauss 23rd Anniversary Barrel Aged Old Ale. That's quite a category.
Dude.
See, those are all beers that we had throughout the year that we all looked at each other and were like, what the hell? Man, this is so good.
Shit, dude.
Oh, I'm not asking you to pick a winner. I already have one.
Oh, okay. But
I just stew over that category for just a second. That's why I said this is the most fun to put together.
All right.
These are all new beers, obviously new in a bottle that year, and we had had them throughout the course of our first year, and all of them were great beers. I mean, they all brought something awesome to the table. I mean, Stone Brewing's Ruination 10th Anniversary is one of the all-time IPAs for me.
That's really hard because let's put it this way. If you put all 10 of those bottles that were completely full in front of me and you said you can only have a 3-ounce pour of one of them, I might make a decision tomorrow night. Like I'd have to sleep on it. It's like, can you put those back in the fridge so I can sleep on it?
The New Belgium Coco Mole might surprise a lot of people because it was a New Belgium Lips of Faith series beer. Yeah, and
it was so good.
Yeah,
well, but beer Coco Mole snobs was... are like, wait, don't they make Fat Tire? That's not good. I know it's not.
Coco Mole was, I mean, I remember instantly when the first time I had it, I was like, this is something else.
Yep.
And it just was like Swiss Miss and chilies and...
Swiss Miss.
That was so fantastic. Another criteria for this of people who aren't aware... it's a beer that we both would have had to have.
Mm-hmm.
There are a few nominees that I wrote down, and I was like, wait a minute, now that doesn't count because you didn't have it.
Yeah.
Some of them of honorable mention were obviously Goose Island Bourbon County Cherry Rye.
Mm-hmm.
That couldn't be picked because you never had that.
Yep.
And that probably would have beat this whole category. It was that good. It was that good.
I find that hard to believe.
You know, another one was the Beechwood Barbecue Tovarish. You mm-hmm. never had that.
Mm-hmm.
That was one of the best coffee-flavored stouts I've ever had.
Mm-hmm. I think you're just rubbing stuff in his face.
He's rubbing beer in my face.
So naturally, like I said, what I picked as the winners is something that was a little unexpected, something that you could read the category or you could read the style of beer and go, what's that going to taste like? Yeah. What's that even going to look like? What's the big surprise? So the winner is what beer's in our glass? The brewery's White Chocolate.
You know what's funny is that is one I would – it was either going to be that or possibly Hammerhead. White Chocolate is it. I mean, I remember when I had that the first time. It was really, really good. It did blow me away, but when I had it at the brewery –
on tap at the brewery.
Oh, my God.
And that's what I'm basing it on because we did do it on the show at one point.
That was
on
tap, freaking was, retarded.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
It's as good as it is out of the bottle. We didn't want to reveal it. We are drinking that right now.
Yes,
out of the bottle, it's phenomenal, but off tap, it's even better if you can even believe that.
Well, this is the first time I've ever had it, and I want to say thank you for sharing.
Mm-hmm. You know what the crazy thing about it is the color. We mentioned it before. The color, it's like a light. Very, very. It's, you know, I don't even want to say a brown. It's like
it looks like a Hefeweizen.
Yes, exactly. It looks like a Hef.
Looks like a Hef. Kind of tastes like a barley wine,
mm-hmm.
but it has cocoa nibs and vanilla beans and just tons of bourbon.
Magical deliciousness.
Yeah. So that was the winner for New Beer of the Year, the brewery's White Chocolate. Golf clap.
I like it.
And now to the final category.
What do we got?
The Big Daddy. It's Beer Review of the Year.
Big Daddy.
And there's five nominees, and this is based on, this is in a review setting, something we actually drank in a review episode,
mm-hmm.
so we actually gave a full review of it, and the nominees are,
we got
Carl Strauss, 23rd Anniversary Old Ale, mm-hmm. that's just, seems like as we're hearing it everywhere, the brewery's Fruit, so good, Firestone Walker 16.
Mm-hmm.
Terrapin Liquid Bliss, which is a chocolate peanut butter porter. And the last one is Port Brewing Churchill's Finest Hour from San Diego, California. Jeff, you were also here for that.
Yep. Yep. That was tasty.
Nope.
Yes, also. It was. You guys ready for the winner?
I think I am, and I think I know. Well, I do know.
And the winner is, coming out this weekend, Port Brewing, Churchill's Finest Hour.
Yeah.
That was a 14% bourbon barrel-aged stout. Mm-hmm. If I remember correctly, it was Serpent Stout, mm-hmm. and I want to say Old Viscosity, blended, and then aged in Jack Daniel's barrels.
That sounds about right. Was it Jack?
It was Jack. It was Jack Daniel's barrels, and it was 14%.
I'd have to say, if we did pick a runner-up, I'd have to go with Fruit.
We didn't, so you can stop.
And you're stupid.
Yeah, and actually, for people who were here back then, that beer actually hands down review was actually episode 2.
Yeah.
That was all the way back to episode 2.
I remember that day. I think we went to Sam and Hash like 3 times.
I know. It was like a beer that people were like, wait, you guys actually reviewed that on the show? It took us like 8 hours to record. I would have saved it.
We said it. I think we said like, oh, yeah, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. We didn't start recording until 10.
Suck it.
Just back and forth. Like, oh, no, we got to go get this now. Oh, it's not working.
Well, I mean, those are our awards. Congratulations, obviously, to the winners. You know what? If it seemed anticlimactic, it's only because we had a big anniversary party back in January. And this is our actual one-year anniversary. So we wanted to do something kind of cool to commemorate the year that we had, to kind of, you know, allow us to reminisce on obviously all the great beers we had, all the great breweries we went to, all the friends we met. I mean, we met a lot of cool people.
It's been a journey.
It sure has.
I can't believe it's been 1 year. That's crazy.
You know what? We actually, this will be, if I remember correctly, I think this is our 58th or 59th episode.
Wow.
So that means that's more than one episode a week, average throughout the course of the entire year.
Yeah.
I mean, that's... Dude, I mean, a year ago, I really wouldn't have imagined it would have gotten to this point. Not because we couldn't do it. It's just because I didn't know there was obviously this much to talk about. You know, I figured like maybe 6 months in, I would have gotten like a total block and gone, you know what? I think we've talked about everything we want to talk about. Let's just quit.
We're done.
Either that or I figured we would have just got so damn drunk we would have stopped and just kind of like, oh, we can't record anymore.
This beer
it
is
may or may not have happened good. Once or twice.
Oh, no, it did happen.
So right now, obviously, like I wanted to get Jeff on as a guest because he was here when we started, and I know he feels probably a little left out because a lot of this he wasn't here for.
Just a wee bit.
This next quick little piece is something he's actually going to be able to answer. I'll answer it as will Steven, but I'll let Jeff go first. What was your favorite moment throughout the entire year of the show?
It was fun.
Yeah.
It was very challenging, and it was like, I remember when we like all sat down and like, let's think about what we're going to do as a show. We all had this just this awesome like image in our head of how it was going to go.
Yep.
And it went nothing like that at all.
Not at all.
It went nothing like that.
The sound was terrible.
Our idea was on the left, and we took a hard right.
Yeah, we had like 360-degree microphone in the middle of the table.
Picked up everything, the air conditioner.
You can still hear it. You actually, when you listen to that episode now, you can actually still hear like the evolution on the air of how different it is now.
Yep.
And you know what? It really opened our eyes, like, man, if you guys are going to do this, you got to get your shit together. Yeah.
And you know what? That really started the hunger, because I remember when we were done, we were like, man, I want to record like 5 more.
Yeah, I remember that too.
That was a lot of fun.
And the week after that, we got together and recorded like 3 episodes in one day. By the third one, we were all smashed.
Remember the first one? We had like 3 or 4 beers before we even recorded, just kind of loosen up.
Yeah, we're all, okay. We gotta get
all nervous, and then we started talking and wouldn't shut up. But it was like we aimed for a 20-minute episode. And we had like 40 minutes.
What about you, Steven? What's been your favorite moment of the first year?
Of the whole show in general, or just recording?
Just everything that we've done associated with the show.
I'd have to say our anniversary party, because that really like we got to enjoy the day and the fruits of our labor, and you got to kind of sit back and be like, wow, this is where Beer Geek Radio is at. Like, to bring up the first episode, we were just 3 people talking into a microphone in the center of a table,
the same microphone,
and now, you know, and then just yeah, just last month we had breweries, and you know, we it was you know, we had people coming to see us and to drink with us, and it was just, it was really, really cool. Now, and if I had to pick another one, I'd have to say the Hangar 24 episode, the last episode that we did for the double IPA tournament. That was really cool. We got our own stage.
Yeah, we got a stage and a live audience, and it was pretty crazy. You know what? I don't know, man. I've thought there. I have like five answers for this.
Yeah.
It's really hard to pick just one.
Yeah.
I don't want to be redundant because I was probably going to say the anniversary party too. But I think really my favorite moment is when I hear. It's not so much a specific moment, but when I hear people that like message us on Facebook and stuff, and they tell us like, "Hey guys, you know, I probably wasn't going to buy that beer, but once you know, I heard you guys talking about it. It was like, now I want to buy it. And you know, you guys didn't steer me wrong. You know, it was good. Or even if they didn't like it, they're like, you know what? Hey, based on your guys' recommendation, you know, I got it, and it wasn't what you guys said it was.
It's because you're stupid.
Hey, that happens. That's happened to us plenty of times too.
Yeah.
People hype up stuff, and we go,
I've steered myself wrong.
Yeah. I think another moment that I really liked, obviously, was being able to record at Stone Brewing for our pumpkin tournament final with Dr. Bill. I mean, that was something when I had that idea. I was like, yeah, I have this idea. He'll never do it. So I'll just ask him because, I mean, he's going to say no. Mm-hmm. And when I found out he was really, you know, excited to do it and wanted to do it, I was like, wait, what?
Yeah.
So you're fooling me, right?
Yeah.
And then when we actually got there and he came up and shared a beer with us after the show was over.
Yeah.
We were like, dude, this
is really cool.
This is like surreal because I'm like, this is not even a
year
in. It
was like the after party, you know?
Yeah, it was something that was really like an honor for me to do because I was like I said, we've reiterated it over and over again. I didn't see something like that happening when we first started. We had humble beginnings and we're still hungry and we're still humble. And that's to me the key to success. So another question that I have for you, Jeff, I'll answer it. And so will Steven is, it's kind of in a similar question, but what's your favorite thing about doing the show? Like, what's your favorite part about being on the show?
The different opinions. Because, like I said, beer, we said from the get-go, beer is fun, should be fun, and we all have different opinions about it. So I could take a beer and feel this way about it, and that's my opinion. And you could possibly hate it, I don't know. But it's this beer is me, this is what I like. So, yeah, different opinions. It's great.
What about you, Steven?
My favorite part of this whole show is going out, working events, and meeting people, or doing our on-site, on-location interviews, meeting these people. That's my favorite.
I think my favorite really is, I can sum it up to one word, and I have so many different examples of it. It's just the support. Mm-hmm. I mean, it seems like we get a lot of help from people, and all we have to do is ask, you know, and it's not like we don't even really have to explain ourselves. It's just the willingness that people have, and they've shown us that they care.
Yeah.
I mean, it's from all the way down from gracing the cover of a magazine, which is something I never thought we'd do.
Yeah.
I mean, it was like people care, you know, and it's we literally get together and we sit down around a table and we wire up a microphone rig with mixers and all that other crap. And we just talk about beer. I mean, this is fun.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, granted, there are a lot of things about doing this that aren't fun, but they're necessary. But that's really what we do.
Mm-hmm.
And we get together and we talk about beer. And it's just people care. You know, like you said, we meet new people that have listened to the show. And when we can go down to San Diego, which is about 100 miles away, and people are like, oh, yeah, dude, I've heard of you guys. Man, I heard that episode. And I heard this episode. And it's just the support. And knowing that people will rally behind you as long as you give them a quality product, they will care and they will rally behind you. And just the support has been phenomenal.
Yeah, I really like that.
So really quick before we get out of here, I kind of want to give people kind of a hint as to what they can expect in the second
year. I want to say real quick, thanks for having me back on, guys.
It's always fun. The first year.
Congrats. Mm-hmm. Happy anniversary.
One thing that we're going to do is that no real other craft beer show does this. We're going to be going live. Some people have heard this. Obviously, we've told a couple people. We haven't really gone out publicly and said it yet, but we're working on live formats. We're going to be live on internet radio. We're going to bring you guys hot button issues, special guests, brewers, on location stuff possibly. But yeah, once we fine tune and get our legs under us, we will be going live.
Mm-hmm.
Some of you guys have already seen the video format on YouTube. We've expanded to YouTube and Vimeo. Now we're not just on iTunes and Podomatic, you know, so we want to make sure that we're everywhere. So if you guys have a video format or something, we're there. So you guys can always hear us everywhere you go.
And now see us.
Yeah.
Now
you can see us. Another big thing, too, we're going to do is obviously we're going to focus our energy and our efforts more on getting out to more places. breweries, restaurants, bars, pubs, just to kind of give them a shout and let them know that, you know, we want everyone to know about all the new craft beer locations that are opening up, because they are everywhere, and just show support for what people are doing and kind of give you guys the best in beer reviews. And you know what? Stick to a stricter format, so that way you guys at least know when we're coming, because obviously you guys can both attest to, when we first started, we didn't have a schedule at all.
Nope.
It was like we'd have two episodes in a week, and then we'd go 3 or 4 weeks without one, and then we'd have another one, and then now it's actually Mondays, Thursdays at noon. So before we close, I just want to take this opportunity to thank everybody who's been involved with the show, all of the guests, all the breweries, all the people who listen. That includes the far reaches of the earth, like the Netherlands and West Africa, because we did have listeners in each one of those areas, and I think that's really cool. So I just want to thank you guys from the bottom of my glass for listening to the show.
My glass is empty, but I'll thank you from there too. Thank you, sir. And I want to thank everybody that listens, and to everybody that supports us. I want to thank you, Mom and Dad, and all my close friends. And
I want to thank your mom and dad, too.
I bet you do. So Mom, Dad, Jeff says thanks.
So we didn't really offend anyone, did we? Not Seth MacFarlane style?
You know what? We haven't. So I'm thinking we should record just a little bit longer and see if we can get there. I mean, the night's still – well, no, it's late, but we can still do it.
The night's gone through puberty, but
or
it ain't
you
over.
Just, like – cut and paste the mic check audio on the back of it.
What's the difference between a pregnant woman and a light bulb? You can unscrew a light bulb. There we go. How about that? That might have been somebody.
It might, but
all this pregnant mom drink
beer drink. You know, per the Surgeon General's warning, you're not supposed to do that.
Yeah.
All right, well, we're going to get out of here. So, once again, thanks, guys, for the momentous first year. It's been crazy and awesome. And we'll bring you guys another year of just great beer shenanigans.
Sounds good.
Cheers.
Cheers.